This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got to give a big shout out to all of our folks out there in Hiram. We were out there yesterday at Buffalo's Cafe. So big shout out to anybody that came by, came through. Some folks might just stop by to say hello, take a couple of pics. But right. We appreciate each and every one of you guys, and we'll be back out that way pretty soon. There is a lot going on today. Mike and I, we had not just us, but the station, we had a meeting today, so we were here a little bit earlier than normal, and we get out of this meeting, and immediately it's, Georgia Tech is beating Duke. And we're like, what? And all of a sudden now, we had this on television, and we're watching it. The news out of this, though, and it doesn't look like Georgia Tech's going to hold on to win, as we approach the NCAA tournament, and by the way, we are your home for the tournament, Cooper Flagg goes down, Mike. He gets hurt. He is projected to be the number one pick in this year's NBA draft, the big stud star out of Duke, but he hurt his ankle. We still don't know the results of what happened, but, Mike, they took him out on a wheelchair.
Yeah, and we've seen ankles get rolled in college and high school and in the NBA, for that matter, but you're hoping it's not some kind of, like, high ankle sprain that's going to keep him out of the tournament because, you know, yes, he does have to think about his future and his NBA number one overall pick, which is coming soon, but curious to see how he deals. He's back on the bench right now with Duke, or he was at the end of the game, but either way, it looked awful, and he was in agony, and yes, they did roll him off in a wheelchair for x-rays.
Yeah, it was, I kept saying, reminiscent of, you guys remember when Paul Pierce, they took him out on a wheelchair, and then of course he came back like Superman. But it doesn't ever look good when that situation plays out. Either way, it looks like Duke's going to hold on. Georgia Tech was on the verge of maybe pulling out a huge upset because they were up in the first half. But we'll talk more about it as that thing finishes. But that was news as we were kind of sitting around. And then Mike, the other thing as we were just discussing today, and look, it's not just here. It's not just where you work. It's not just in Atlanta. Everybody is wondering what the hell is going to happen with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And, you know, we don't normally see Mike Johnson because of our shift. Obviously, he's on in the mornings, or Stakey for that matter. Or, you know, we intermix with the midday show with Andy and Randy. But it's kind of funny, Mike, because all the shows that were at our meetings today are kind of like, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? What we think is what we've thought for the last, 3 months. And that is that no one's going to come and trade for Kirk Cousins. Right. And I know we had some guests on yesterday, and you'll hear John McClain coming up as we'll replay that for you for those who missed it. Very interesting perspective into this whole idea that some idiotic general manager in the National Football League is going to go, yeah, I'm willing to give up everything and pay this guy. It's not happening.
But John, again, we're too close to it. John still thinks that Kirk is a fine, upstanding citizen around the NFL.
He does.
You know, we feel a little bit differently here, especially after, you know, the things he pulled, you know, after the injury or the non-injury. No, I was injured at the Super Bowl, then asking for a meeting with Arthur Blank. But it does seem, one thing for certain, the Browns are interested in Kirk Cousins. Just how are they going to get him? Do they believe that we are really going to take this guy on the roster and he will be on this team on the sideline, starting with camp and all the way through week one? Or do they feel that we're simply going to just cut him because you just, all the things you and I have talked about the last month, it's an impossible situation, is untenable. You can't have him over Penix's shoulder, despite the fact that fans go, no, it's good to have a backup like that. A backup like that with this stuff that he pulled, I don't think that's a doable situation.
Well,
but I mean, but again, as long as the Browns, if you feel you can bluff the Browns into trading for the guy, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I don't either. And even today, Chris, our executive producer, was like, because we were talking about where this team, our team, the Falcons, if they don't get the defensive pieces right, what's the formula? And you know, we were talking with Dylan. Dylan produces the morning show and the morning shift. And, you know, I said, look, there's two ways of looking at this. One, our offense scores a lot of points, and all of a sudden Michael Penix is a stud like we think he can be. And that's great because it takes a lot of pressure off your defense. But they got to get these picks right, and they got to figure out how to fix the defense with the new coordinator. And then Chris says, yeah, but that's why you have Cousins on the roster. Mike, what a disaster this would be. And the point is, if Penix doesn't live up to it, if he does struggle, if there is a sophomore slump, we only saw him for three games, let's just say he's struggling like Cousins did last year, and Chris is basically insinuating, well, this is going to be good because this is why Cousins will be here. No, it's not.
No, I mean, I've had this discussion with so many folks on social media. We don't call it X. We just call it Twitter. But guys just don't vibe what we're putting down. Like, no, he could be fine. You ever work with a guy you don't trust? You ever be in a situation, whether it's somebody you got to depend on for a project in your office, whether it's blue collar or white collar? I don't know, man. I just, to me, it's just he broke the code. He broke the trust.
So what would
be unlike any other?
Yes, well, that guy too. What would be?
Come on, that's not fair.
It's true. It is fair. As the Masters approaches, how's Seattle, by the way? Let me ask you this: what would be the response? Seriously. Of Falcon fans if they ran him out there. Now, this is all hypothetical, but this is the kind of stuff we talk about amongst ourselves and amongst our shows. And I'm sitting there going, you can't run. Can you imagine what the response would be? Seriously.
Well, I mean, I do think that we have a portion of our audience who does. We can explain.
You're telling me they give them a standing O?
Yes, we can explain this till Christmas, and there's still some Falcon fans. It's just not going to penetrate their cranium. They just see it as, well, you might as well have them. You know, general manager said.
Do they sound like
they
that?
They budgeted it and stuff. Well, that's how I envision them sounding.
Do they sound like that?
I take everything that I'm told at face. I mean, not at face value. I believe everything I'm told, and I don't read between the lines. It's like that day we were here in the office. Remember, I came upstairs and I had you laughing. We have like some chairs in our lobby downstairs with the elevator rows.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of, they happened to be young 20 somethings, and they must have had like a meeting in one of these, who knows what company it was here in our tower. And I hear this girl go, you know, he kept referring to the devil's advocate. I don't believe in the devil's advocate. I mean, it was so millennial. It was so perfectly quintessential 20-something, you know. No, let's not believe in something that actually go wrong in the worst-case scenario. So some people just say, no, he's a viable backup, so let's just roll him out there. And they don't take any of the stuff we're talking about the soap opera element to heart.
Why are we talking about it? Because everybody's talking about it. And it's the one piece that has yet to play itself out. I don't think it's going to anytime soon. They're going to pay him the $10 million, and he'll still be on the roster come next week. Watch. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to text us. Of course, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. You'll hear John McClain talk about all the moves that have happened and specifically the Kirk Cousins situation coming up here at about 2:40. Also, Mike, last night, good news is they're hot. Can they stay hot? And we're talking about our Atlanta Hawks. Mm. They've won four in a row. Trey was great last night. Didn't miss a free throw. Went to the line 21-21. A complete team effort. Now, look, they played one of the worst teams in the league in the Charlotte Hornets. They got like 16 wins. They're bad. But, Mike, this is where you usually play down to your competition. Right. And you find yourself all of a sudden down five at the end of a game that you probably should have won. That did not happen last night. So, guys, the Hawks holding on that seventh spot, Mike. I don't think they can catch, the Pistons.
Pistons just, Cade Cunningham is just getting better and better each week. I mean, he's a star now in this league. But, yeah, they are right now five games full ahead of us in the loss column. But I just want to get over 500. Small victories. You know, we said this yesterday. No, we're not into, like, the moral victory thing. But without, you know, DeAndre Hunter, who was traded, obviously, and Jalen Johnson, who's injured, and the other moves they made on this roster. Last night was just, I tell you what, Trey was on fire. That was when we get, some nights you facilitate. Last night, Trey says, I got this.
Yeah, and I think, look, I don't know if he'll say it. But everybody, remember the All-Star voting with Ball?
LaMelo Ball.
Right? And I don't know how or why.
I think there was some extra juice.
Yeah, I don't know how or why, but Trey's leading the league in assists. You know, things are going great, and he's not getting the respect. So here we go, Mike, one-on-one. Like, we got a match up tonight with your club. Now, Ball was okay. He had moments. But Trey was spectacular last night.
Man, if you didn't see it, there was a sequence where it was kind of reminiscent of the other night. Where, oh, they're letting this lead slip. If you didn't see the end of the game, it was down to 10. Well, you were there. You were doing TV for FanDuel. But it was about, I think, down to 10. And I want to say Bridges goes for the steal. Trey gets double-teamed. He's almost pinned right at the top of the key. He gets it over to Caris LeVert. They miss the steal. And Caris drains the three. And
that
was it.
He did.
And Caris LeVert, as we said, I don't know what you – I had no expectations for Caris LeVert. Now I want him to re-sign him. And I hope that's doable as part of the money they're going to have this summer.
Yeah, two games in a row, the bench has come through. And look, it's been this way. I think you're going back to the end of February where the bench has at least scored 40 or more points. But last night it was, I think it was 58 or 59 points, something like that, from the bench. And we're talking about all three of those guys, Mike, and Vic Krejci and all these guys, Barlow. Everybody contributed. But you're right. It's moments like that with Trey. And here's what we're getting to.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Can we do something in the playoffs? Can they maybe, Mike, get out of the play-in and maybe do something in the playoffs?
Well,
maybe give one of these top-tier teams a much better series than what we're expecting?
Well, certainly, when we were joking around about with our meeting today, we could have the draft and the Hawks maybe in the playoffs. You know what I mean? It could be draft night, and we'd be multitasking that night. But when you look at where the Hawks are right now, and again, being the seventh seed, it's easier being the seven. They can beat the Magic, Heat, and the Bulls.
Yes.
They can beat any of those teams. Trey can take over any of those games. We've seen him do it. And then you get into, yes, it would not be ideal to be playing the Celtics. Although, look, I just saw Oklahoma City against the Celtics. Man, how great was that?
It was a good game.
Maybe now ESPN will start maybe believing, in the Thunder and the Cavs when they go into the Boston Garden. And SGA just puts on a freaking show.
Great.
And if you didn't see it, on a sidebar, we're talking NBA, they went with a lineup and a rotation they've never even used with all the bigs last night. And they actually outscored the Celtics for like a five-minute clip. That was crazy.
It was. And SGA, again, puts his stamp on another great game. 34 points against the Celtics last night. And
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.